Misfit Toys.
Hey, mini boneheads. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Do you want to say the next part, Graham?
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you from a rental car. What kind of car is this?
Doug, we're in a Chevy Cruze, a fine little four-door sedan from the good people at Chevrolet who are not paying us for this, and they should.
We've gotten like two in a row on this car.
Yeah, we've been cruising it up.
All right, we're driving from Salem, Oregon to PDX on Friday, August 9th, Two Oceans 13. My guest and driver is Graham Elwood. Go ahead and do your plugs now.
Well, the main thing I want to plug is that Doug Loves Movies and Dining with Doug and Karen will be at the Los Angeles Podcast Festival, along with probably close to 40 shows this year. We had 24 last year. It is October 4th through the 6th. It is in the Santa Monica, California. You can get tickets, discounted. Most of the discounted hotel rooms are going quick because they're almost out of them. So go to lapodfest.com. for all of your podcast information. Of course, all my tour dates and my podcasts and everything are at grahamelwood.com.
And there's a few other hotels in the area that would probably be good. So don't come if you can't stay in the one hotel.
Yeah, the hotel where the thing is, obviously if you stay there, it's a lot of fun. But there's a million hotels. It's right in Santa Monica that are within walking distance to the hotel. Or if you're, you know, like I always say, if you're coming from far away, make it a big vacation and come out to Southern California for like a week or whatever and go to Disneyland and all that stuff.
Yeah, you're always saying that.
I'm always saying that. Anytime you go, hi, Graham, I go, come out for a whole vacation. We want to see you longer.
Last night we did a stand-up show at the Grand Theater in Salem. Had a blast.
Man, that was so fun. And, you know, a lot of last-minute walk-up ticket sales, which I guess is a sort of consistent with Salem from what we were told. It was great. That theater was a blast. The fans were fun. That's a cool little downtown area. I loved it.
Yeah, they were telling me we're up against, like, the state fair and stuff. And it was a good turnout. Thank you to everybody who came. And I'll share the audio of Graham playing the Leonard Maltin game versus audience members at the end of this shorty. Saturday, Graham and I will be doing stand-up at the Comedy on State Club in Madison, Wisconsin at 4:20. Sunday's Doug Loves Movies taping there is sold the fuck out.
Sorry, bitches.
So don't even...
Yeah.
Might be a couple seats left. Next Tuesday, August 13th, I'll be doing stand-up at the Tempe Improv with a special guest who is not Graham. Where are you going to be next week, Graham?
Next week, I will be headlining the Improv at Harvey's in South Lake Tahoe, and Chris Mancini will be the feature act. So come check out some film nerdery if you're up by the lake. Oh, and I'm also headlining Zany's in Rosemont August 21st through the 24th.
All right. And Wednesday, August 14th, we'll be doing a taping of Doug Loves Movies at the aforementioned Tempe Improv. And August 17th and 18th, I'm interrupting movies at the Alamo Drafthouse in Kansas City, Missouri. Graham, which of these movies do you think has sold the most tickets so far? I'm going to be interrupting Bad Boys 2, Lara Croft 2, Tomb Raider, Circle of Life, or whatever it's called, or Jason vs. Freddy.
Probably Jason vs. Freddy.
Ah, Bad Boys 2 is walking away with it so far. Yeah, a lot more tickets sold for that. But seats are available for all three. Go to DougLovesMovies.com for links and deets. You want to play some Build-A-Title, Graham?
Oh, I love Build-A-Title.
People have said I don't play Build-A-Title enough on the live shows, and I tend to skip it when somebody new is on the panel because it's a hard game to explain.
Gee, maybe someone will make a really long card full of rules.
Oh, it's just... so somebody suggested on Twitter, and I agree, that a good starter title would be Two Guns. Because you can... lots of movies end in number two. And there's a few that begin with the word guns.
All right. Am I starting?
Yeah, you are.
Guns of Navarone.
Oh, you son of a gun.
Son of
Navarone. I was I was going to say, if I got to it before you, I was going to say Gunstoppable.
What?
Yeah, that would have been pretty clever. But Guns of Navarone is accurate. So I will add to that, I will make it two Guns of Never Only You. Never Only You.
Oh.
So you need something that begins with a U or ends with two.
Short Circuit 2.
You weirdo.
Short That's a classic. Circuit. That's like The Godfather 2. I've
it didn't have a colon and some other, like, you know, back in business or...
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, well then, Despicable.
Let me look it up.
Then I'll go Despicable.
No, you're going to be disqualified.
Disqualified.
Well, you're out.
You're out.
You're done.
Get out of the cruise.
I'm just curious. I think that might have been before they did those. Before they did the put those crazy long. Well, I guess there's always been subtitles and. Shut up and look it up, Jesus!
God,
oh my God! Can't believe I'm listening to this.
Did you make a rule card?
Short Circuit 2. Straight up. Short Circuit 2.
You beat me straight up.
So it qualifies.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.
Alright, I don't know what that is, but...
That's John Malkovich from Rounders.
Oh, I thought that might be that, but I wasn't sure. Don't splash the pot.
In my club, I will splash the pot whenever the fuck I want.
Were you doing Arnold Schwarzenegger as Matt Damon? The line you said is actually Matt Damon's line.
He says, don't splash the pot.
Yeah, he says it just like that. He goes, hey, Teddy,
don't splash the pot.
And then John Malkovich goes, in my club, I will splash the pot whenever. And he starts splashing his chips all over the place.
Right, but didn't it start where he told someone not to splash the pot, and then he did it himself, and then...
No.
Whatever. It's a stupid movie.
Oh, come on. Take out the relationship stuff. That movie's great. All the card playing
Take
scenes.
Out the fact that, that John Malkovich's character is supposedly one of the greatest heads-up poker players, and he has a tell as incredibly revealing as suddenly twisting the top off an Oreo and eating the icing out. Pretty lame. Pretty lame.
Well, it's just because you're a fucking diehard card player, but that...
Yeah, yeah.
That stuff with...
Yeah, that movie about cards is inaccurate about cards.
That John Turturro stuff? Come on. All the scenes... That scene where they're in Atlantic City and Ed Norton goes, "That's keep grinding it out, Kanish. That's noble work you're doing." And Ed Norton is such a tool in that movie, and he never changes.
Yeah, he's
like.
Quite tool-y.
It's a good film.
All right. If you want to see a movie where one guy fucks up the other guy's life repeatedly and is never going to stop, and the guy should just get away from him, is Pope of Greenwich Village.
Oh, that's a great film.
That's fucking insane. Okay, so I'm going to go with Short Circuit, Two Guns of Never Only, You Only Live Twice. Which is like YOLO, but it's YOLT.
So it's short. Say it all again.
Short Circuit, Two Guns of Never Only, You Only Live Twice.
Ice Pirates.
Oh, nice. Ice Pirates.
Ow! I'm back!
Of the Caribbean.
Nice.
I'll go with, what is it? At World's End was one of them.
Oh, you fuckball.
Yeah, would you want me to go Pearl? Pearl might have really fucked you up.
Yeah, really would have.
Yeah, End is a little easier, maybe. So you got something that ends in short, which is your fault that we have to come up with that. And something that... Oh! Oh! Oh!
Oh, you just thought of something.
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
And so what is it? End. And World's End.
Yeah, at World's End. Not to be confused with The World's End, the great new Edgar Wright movie opening August 23rd.
The World's End of Days.
Yeah. And then I'm going to... No, I do have something for sure, but I'm going to save it for the win, because I'm going to go right here. I'm going to go Days of Wine and Roses.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so you need something that begins with roses or ends with short.
Man.
Yeah, you're boned. It's over.
It's over.
Short Circuit, Two Guns of Never, Only You Only Live, Twice Pirates of the Caribbean, At World's End of Days of Wine and Roses.
Roses.
Can't believe people like this.
This is a fun game.
This is an ugly world, this game.
Ends in short. Short. Or begins with roses. As. Roses.
The cohorts. The cohorts.
The cohorts. It's perfect.
Let's see. I know there's a shorts one out there, you fuck.
3 seconds.
5 seconds.
Visualize it. Short, short, short. Circuit two.
Jersey Shore.
Rose as.
Rose.
Was there an Ezra Pound movie?
Rose, easy money.
Okay. You're out.
Rose. Roses. Escape from New York. Oh, I'm unbelievable. Oh.
Escape from New York. All right, I'll give you that one.
Yes.
I'll just go New York, New York.
Oh, you cocksucker. All right.
New York, back to you. Short Circuit, Two Guns of Never, Only You Only Live, Twice Pirates of the Caribbean, At World's End of Days of Wine, and Rose's Escape from New York, New York. I thought of a New York movie. So at least one exists. I thought of another one.
Fuck.
Fail to do this, I'm gonna put a title on the on each end just to rub it in.
Rub it in. Serendipity, because it takes place in New York. No, I'm just kidding. New York. New York, I love you.
What's that?
Oh, starring Sissy Spacek.
What?
And a very young Tom Berenger.
What are you talking about? There's P.S. I Love You with Hilary Swank.
Right.
And a very young Kathy Bates.
She's great.
You're out. You're busy driving. This is a complicated drive up the 5.
A straight highway. Passing Newburgh, exit 278, Champong State Park.
I don't think you pronounced that right.
Champion?
I don't think there's an N in there.
Yeah, there was an N in there.
It was like C-H-A-M-P-E-O-G.
Champong.
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 All right, stall tactic.
Oh, New York. For life.
You could have done New York Stories. You could have done New York Minute.
God damn it. I knew there was a billion New York ones.
Yeah, I'm going to do New York Minute. And then for ends in short, North Shore Circuit.
Oh!
A surf thing and you still didn't think of it.
Fuck.
So North Shore Circuit, Two Guns of Never, Only You Only Live, Twice Pirates of the Caribbean, At World's End of Days of War and Roses, Wine and Roses, Escape from New York, New York Minute. It's a pretty good one.
Yeah, it is.
We did good. Speaking of movies, greatest movie ever rolled. Video on demand. which all cable systems have it, even ones that don't have CBS. iTunes, both of those are places you can get Greatest Movie Ever Rolled on August 15th. If you listen to all of this episode right here in this car with me and Graham, you're going to love this movie.
Yeah. I was at the Fish concert at the Hollywood Bowl, and there was this couple sitting next to me and my friend, and she goes, "Oh, you're in Greatest Movie Ever Rolled. I love that."
Crazy.
Nuts.
That's a first.
And then I go, "Oh, cool." She goes, "Yeah, I love it. You're hilarious. It's a great movie." And she goes, and then I said, "Oh, do you want a photo?" She goes, "No, I'm good."
I can't be seen getting a photograph with such a square at a Fish concert.
I know. You're the worst. Why are you here?
My next movie, Interruption, at Cinefamily in L.A. is going to be Now You See Me on August 19th at 7:30. Cinefamily.org. And I guess we should throw to last night's super fun throwdown between you and audience members at the Grand Theater in Salem. And, you know, as is often the case in a big, beautiful theater like that, the sound is a little echoey, so, so enjoy. Hey, Salem, Oregon, how we doing? We got a prize that Andrew Edelman is holding in his hands at the Grand Theater. My room key from the hotel last night in Portland. Yeah. So that's worthless. A copy of a DVD of The Regular Show from the Cartoon Network. Someone donated that to the mix. A copy of a Gateway Doug, my current CD. I really dug in this crayon.
I don't have a mic.
Oh, okay. And then there's Louis T-shirt. And Grant Owen, what are you going to throw in the prize bag?
I'll throw in a copy of my CD, Pulse Strike Dance Party.
Pulse Strike Dance Party.
Oh, wait.
Oh, also a copy of Smug Life, available in the rap section at Walmart. Because they're stupid! All right. There it all is. This is a microphone-free Graham is really flipping me out. Like right now, I'd just be waiting for you to finish some riff to get into picking a contestant. But you're. Oh! Wait for the whistling. Really fun stair work. Like, oh, that's the lights came on. It's a professional theater. And the promoter is Batman shirt sitting in the middle of the aisle in case there's a fire. You want to make sure there's some deaths. So you think it's over, but then it's not over. It's like one of those dreams where you wish you'd smoke weed before you went to bed. Oh my god. Such an idiot.
I was singing in the rain.
Okay, what?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that was singing in the rain.
Okay. All right, any requests?
Okay, get off stage. Oh no, he's back. It's happening again. My glaucoma is back. You know, I take medication for my glaucoma. I take it very seriously. But can we bring the house lights up and see some people brought name tags tonight? Oh, here we go. Just got some folks really holding up their phone, and there's a DVD over there that's probably got something cleverly written on it. And some other signs. Got some of the smaller signs. There's a big one over there. I really can't see shit. The Graham's in the crowd. He's going to pick somebody.
If this were a longer episode of the show, we would go to commercial and set the section right at random and put together and pick an AK from Facebook. So my color would be cool. Anyone that feels to you, you can take it back to the fucking baby cave and shove it in there. Swirl it around in your stupid baby cave. Okay, is that guy talking about baby cave?
What, yeah? You got a whole guy coming up here? A half a guy?
No, okay, but that guy is all I've seen. You seem complete enough to me.
And me and Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Okay.
8 hours.
Here.
All right, so you swing your name, guys.
My wife, oh, yeah, it's just the hands off.
My wife asked how to print it out. She did English or Chinese. I said, yeah, Chinese, right? So she did.
But explain to Jennifer Love Hewitt, you were an extra.
I was an extra on my solo you did last summer. And, yeah, 8 hours for screaming in my ear for 5 seconds on screen.
Nice. Zach loves Douglas movies and comedy filmers. And Jennifer Love Hewitt.
And your name's in Chinese.
And our name's in Chinese. That's Doug and Graham. That looks more Korean.
No.
It's a very thorough interview, Graham. Good job.
Thank you.
You really threw that guy some real curveballs. A lot of gotcha journalism going on up there.
You gotta hold it.
Yeah, he's gotta hold it. Because I've already forgotten what his name is. Zach?
Zach.
Okay, Zach. You think you're good at playing this game, Zach?
Half the time.
Half the time, though. That's all we need, because... that's more than never at all.
That's more than Graham.
Graham, you don't think Graham wins half the time?
Only on 12 Guests at Christmas.
All right.
That's when it fucking counts. I play when it fucking counts. The rest of the time, I'm an entertainer.
So, wait, what are you today?
Today I'm an entertainer.
Okay, Kermit.
It's not easy being green.
You know how they...
Oh, yeah, sure, I'll whistle Rainbow Connection.
No, you won't. That song is crying for help. Through your whistle. Oh, it's the worst thing that's ever happened. Yeah, I'm talking worse than the Cubs.
That's fucked up.
Okay. This is just between what's his name and what's his phone. It's just between Zach and Graham, so if you think you know the answer at any point, please don't share that information. You guys seem like a polite crowd with a couple of lunatics. I think we just spotted one of them. It's like bird hunting. Watching.
Bird hunting.
Which category would you like, Zach? Would you like, this isn't the end, that's movies that have a scene after the end credits? Or would you like Hook? That's movies that have prostitution, fishing, or both? God bless you. Someone in the audience is allergic to that category. Or, you have my permission to diet. And that's movies where an actor lost or gained weight for a role. Which one of those would you like to play?
Yeah, my permission to diet.
Here, wait, let's give him a microphone.
Zach is selected. You have my permission to diet. Nice voice, Zach.
Here, just do that to the both of us. Hold it up there. Thank you so much.
All right, I want to look.
Don't look at it. God, this is like every sexual encounter I've ever had.
Just put it in me, Doug. I don't want to look. Oh, God. Not again.
Someday we'll find it. Give it. Come on, give it. All right. The year... Oh, this isn't awkward. The year is 2009.
Yeah, Leonard gives this movie 3 stars. He says that it is... he says the true life saga, and he says that the score for this movie is delightfully punkish, and he lists 19 names.
All right, Zach, what do you want to give it?
19
names.
17.
17. I'm going to go 14.
Whoa. Oh!
Zachary.
Wait a minute.
8. Nice. Read them off.
Thank you, Greg. Thanks for tossing me the conch. How many names does he get?
8
names, all right. Here's your 8 names. Dick Smothers. Tom Smothers. Yeah. Patton Oswalt. Scott Adsit. Bob Zaney. Candy Clark. Eddie Jameson. And Rusty Schwimmer. Are your 8 names. Wow is right. Those are 8 names. They were all in this 2009 motion picture that got 3 stars from Leonard, and he says that it's got a delightfully punkish score, and that he said some other thing. True Life Saga. What is your answer, Graham?
Green is the color.
Fuck.
Got a real sticker in the crowd. Thinks your answer was fuck.
Incorrect answer.
Nope.
I mean, Trebek wouldn't give you the points if you said that.
No. That's your Rex 500 dick.
Why are Vanna and Pat Sajak still a thing?
I know, she doesn't even do anything now. It's all electronic. She doesn't even flip anything. She just touched, it's like touch screen.
What an asshole.
Total assholes.
What's the answer?
I know this is not it, man. 2009, we lost a lot of weight in 2009.
Time's up.
Okay, all right. The answer is Man on the Moon, but that's not
okay.
It.
No, that's not it. And it's, you know, it was gained or lost weight, and in this case, it was Judgment by the Name of Matt Damon, and the movie was called The Informant.
Oh, fuck. Matt Damon didn't gain that much weight.
He did gain weight for the role.
Oh, that's bullshit. It should be like a fucking Raging Bull kind of switcheroo. Like, he put on 100 pounds. Matt Damon goes from being completely ripped to looking, like, decent, and that's a weight gain.
Just a lot of movies that have the Smothers Brothers, Patton Oswalt, and Bob Zaney in them.
Yeah.
Narrowed it down pretty much to the one movie, I'm pretty sure.
Yes. That I didn't see.
But congratulations, Zach's our winner. Zach Williams for doing that. Thanks for coming to the show. Watch your step, and he's down. And one more time, everybody, for Graham Elwood. Mr. Graham Elwood. Oh, the whistling. More whistling. Oh, as always, whistling is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Oh, hey guys, I'm Hallie Keeper.
And I'm Allison Libby.
And we have a podcast called Ruined, where every week we crack open a new and different horror movie to feast on the goo inside.
Oh, I hate that. And I hate all horror movies. But even though I'll never watch any of them, I always want to know all of the twists and turns.
And there's nothing I like more than watching horror movies and then telling Allison about them in gory, disgusting detail.
Ugh, no thank you. But also, like, yes, because this is the perfect podcast for scaredy cats like me.
And blood lovers like me. So join us for Ruined and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is me, Michael Ian Black, very famous, and I'm back with an all-new season of Obscure. New book, new location, new ways for me to mansplain literature. This season, I'm reading Wuthering Heights, and what are you reading? Nothing. So join me for laughs and semi-smart conversation. Find Obscure by Michael Ian Black wherever you listen to podcasts, and follow us for new episodes weekly.